Hi everyone, and welcome to Two Words with Taku. You have come across and stumbled upon, I hope, the second episode of my Rogue Resumes to Sexy CV series. It's a tiny little series within my podcast where I'm going to give tips on how you can make your CV or your resume look a bit better. Now, the first episode, I talked through how to add columns to your CV if you have way too much information. And I talked through things like, you know, putting subheadings in your CV and using different types of margins to just sit everything nicely on the page. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can simply add a dash of color to your CV. Now, before I do that, I have to play my intro music because, you know, it just adds a bit of a vibe. All right, welcome back. This is Two Words with Taku, a podcast all about writing, recorded in sunny, beautiful, cold, sometimes Melbourne. And I'm sitting in my apartment, sitting here, and I'm about to go through these simple tips where I can help you add a bit of color to your CV. All right, so I did say earlier that last episode we talked through how to add columns, and now I'm going to talk about why I think it's good to add color to your CV or your resume. I've got five little tips. So the first and obvious one is that it just helps you stand out. And I mean, it's a known fact. Think about all the ads you see or TV shows you watch. They're full of color. Color catches our eye. Color just engages us. Color says, hello, we're alive. So that's obviously a first thing. If you add color, it just makes you stand out. The second reason to add color to your resume or your CV is that I think it softens your CV. Now, for the guys, don't freak out. That's not necessarily a bad thing. What I mean is it softens it on the eye. So visually, if you have, you know, well-placed color or you choose good themes, it can actually make it easier to read than just black and white, boring, boring, boring. So what it does, it also makes you personable in the sense that it softens, I don't know, it just makes you more human. Then again, I'm probably speaking as an arty-farty kind of person right now, but I really do think it does soften the eye and make people more responsive to what they're reading. Number three, I think it shows personality before they've even met you. So imagine you've got a bit of color in your resume and then you apply for this job and they've got thousands of other applicants who are sending in They're sending in black and white CVs and they're boring and they've got ugly fonts and they've got information everywhere. And then your CV comes through and it's got either a hint of color or it's like full on creative, you know, full bold color. Either way, because it's different, it will catch somebody's eye and then almost say, oh, okay, well, we are, you know, asking for people to apply for, I'm going to try and be really diplomatic and pick a job that might be, well, one where you wouldn't need a very colorful CV. Okay, let's say an accounting job. But imagine if there are hundreds of accountants applying and then your CV comes through and maybe it's just got dark blues or maybe the font is just gray, not black. I don't know. I just feel as if that gives you a bit more of an opportunity to stand out. Number four, I think adding color to your CV or your resume definitely shows imagination, especially if you have none. That's right. That's what I said. Adding color to your CV or resume, I think it shows imagination if you have none. And look, you can ponder that. I could unpack that, but I won't because then I will go off on a tangent. Anyways, never mind. And then the next one, I think the world needs more color. What's the harm in having a bit of color on your document? So those are my quick five reasons why I think you should add color. Now, color is not for everybody. There are people who will argue black and white, why you should not have color in your CV, and that's okay. This episode is not about that. All I'm going to do is show you how you can do it if you want to spruce up your document. Now, mind you, with all these tips that I'm giving you, I'm doing them in Word. So Microsoft Word, and a lot of these things have already been set up for you. And the other thing is that you're not limited to doing some of these things or trying them on just a CV. You can try them on a business plan or cover letter, promotional material. You can try it on postcards. It doesn't really matter. All I'm showing you are the tools that you can use to make the words look better. All right, now here's my disclaimer about this particular episode. Moderation is everything. I'm going to show you the basics of adding color, but use your discretion. I love as much color as possible, so I will always be one end of the spectrum. Somebody else might think, oh no, it's too much. I'm just going to add gray to my CV. Look, that's okay. Either way, you've got the option to play. All right, let's get straight into it. Now, by now, you should have the document Your Name, which is on the website, and I'll put in the link as well. What I've done is I've created a random CV, put in a bit of, you know, information in there. I've been a bit cheeky with some of the info, but that's what I've been using to then use. Well, that's what I've been working through in these episodes. Ah, English is failing me. But what I've done is made it simple so you can download that template if you want to work in that, or you can simply work in your own CV or document. And make sure you save a copy so that the changes we make, you can always, you know, go back to the original one. So the very first step in adding color is to choose a theme within Microsoft Word. That's right. Word has a whole range of preset themes built within it, as in somebody else, their graphic design people, their creative people, their magic artists, whoever's, have come up with preset themes so people like you don't have to freak out about being a designer and trying to make things look really beautiful. So if you go to the top of Microsoft Word, if you've opened up this document, the template that I've got or yours, if you go to the design tab, and you'll see just in the left-hand corner, it's got this little button with an A and a little letter, a big A and a small A on it, and it says themes. Now, press that button, and make sure the document is open. And it can be any document, to be honest. And click any one of those little buttons that you can see there. Click any one and see what it does to the document. It automatically changes the colors. And if you look up the top there, it's got these little boxes which say title, 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 and it's got squiggly little text underneath. Those are style sets. So what they are, how do I explain it? So those are sets of styles for the text. So what those designers at Microsoft Word, whoever those angels are, what they have done is they've gone, maybe we could have a really skinny font and big fat text, or we could have, you know, a document that has a bit more spacing this ways and that ways. What they've done is they've just played around to give you different ways of arranging your text within that theme. So imagine it sort of this way. So if you think about it like a wedding, the bride will choose her theme, so her theme color, and that's what you should always remember. Theme is about the color. So she might go, oh, I want to have pinks. And then the style set is then, you know, the variations of pinks she can have with that, but the cutlery and the flowers and the napkins can be whatever. But she's still using pink as her theme, but now she can choose whatever cutlery or whatever she wants. So coming back to this document, when you choose a theme, it's already preset with a font, with a different spacing for the sentences, for the margins, for the leading, for the, oh gosh, everything about text, it's already preset. When you go and, oh, what have I just said? No, sorry. When you pick a theme, you're picking the color. So that you're picking the range of color tones. And in fact, if you go across to the top, it says colors, and that's the color combination within that theme. Then when you pick a style set, that is the text. So how your text is going to look. All right. So pick one of those. I think I've chosen Iron Boardroom. Either way, it doesn't matter. Just play with that. Now the second step, now that we've picked a theme, it doesn't matter which one you've chosen for now. The second step is to make your name bigger. Because seriously, isn't that what everybody wants to do? You want to have your name big and shining and lights and... Okay, never mind. But anyways, in this bit, we want to make your name bigger. We want to make your name stand out and be bold so that when that CV comes across the desk of the employer or the recruiter, they will go, oh my gosh, this Taku Mbuzi lady, oh my, her name has caught my eye. So it's not really hard to do that because now that you've chosen a theme, go back to your home tab. And in the home tab, you're going to see the styles now come up. So remember how we had the styles set and the different options at the top under the design tab? Now under the home button, you can see the styles there. And as you can see, you've got the first one says normal. So that's just normal text. The second one is no spacing. So that's if you don't want any spacing between your sentences. And then you've got heading one, which is what it says. An important heading would be heading one. And in fact, when we did the first episode and we had the subheadings, I think we made them heading one or two. I can't remember now. But either way, that's the option for those. And now, can you see that fifth one which says title? Click on that. But make sure you've got your cursor on your name or the same line as your name. And see what it does to your name. It makes it bigger. That's what we want. So make sure your name has got the title on it. Now we're going to go back to the design tab and we're going to play around with those themes again to see how the colors and the preset style sets affect how your document now looks. Now I've gone really crazy bold and I've picked the Iron Boardroom theme. I mean, seriously, look at that hot pink. It speaks to me. All right, so I've picked that. And the style set that I have chosen is Lines Simple. So if you look at the top there, can you see the different ones? It's got Lines Simple. That's the one I've decided to go with for the rest of this episode. And now look at this. Now look at the CV. You've got my name, hot pink. You've got those career summary headings there. You've got the other subheadings. And now it just seems to have a little bit more pizzazz. Now, the good thing is, like I keep saying, those themes, there are several of them. So if that hot pink does not work for you, I will not judge you. I won't even know. So play around and find a color that suits you and your personality. For the gents, you might want to go things like dark blues or dark greens or even dark oranges almost. So darker colors, but that have a bit more of a somber presence. For the ladies, and also if you are creatively minded or you're applying for jobs where your creativity needs to shine through, try and pick colors that have a bit of a zing in them. You know, like this kind of hot pink or a teal or a green. You know, look, you're only limited by your imagination or lack of imagination, as we said before. Okay, we're going to move on to step number four, modifying the heading styles. So let's say now you're looking at your whole document. So maybe even go to a multiple page view so you can see the whole thing. Let's say you're looking at those subheadings and you go, I don't like that they're so big. I want to be a bit more modest. I'm going to show you a quick little trick. Rather than select each heading, so, you know, double click on it, then change the font and the size, then go to the next one and double click on that and then change the font. Oh my gosh, you'll be here for forever. And instead of, there is another option where you can press control and double click on each heading as you go through with your finger still on control, and it will select each bit of text as you go. And then you can make the formatting changes to the size or the color of that heading. But no, we don't want to do that. We do not have time. We are here to be creative and to get good stuff done and go out there and kill it getting jobs. So instead of doing that, go back to the styles tab at the top on that home page, on the home page. And can you see you've got normal, no spacing, and heading one. That tile now should be bigger and it should have, you know, you can see the AA and the BB. Right click on it and you should see the options come up and then it says modify. And now a window should come up and it says properties for the style we're about to modify. And this style is called heading one. The style is based on the normal style. Maybe don't worry about that too much, But what you'll see is that formatting bit. Can you see how it's got the font, drop-down boxes, the sizing, bold, italics, underlined, the color, the paragraph, is it left aligned, justified, right aligned, spacing, tab in, tab out, and then all the other bit at the bottom, which I will not confuse you with today. The beauty of this window is that any changes you make in here will apply to absolutely all the text in your whole document that is formatted or called or has the style heading one. So in other words, let's say you have a document that is 100 pages and you have 1,000 subheadings. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the pain of sitting through each one and trying to change its size? No. You come back to here and you change the sizing in this window. So for this exercise, I think I've left it as 14, but see what happens when you change it to 10 or to 9 and then press OK. Can you see now your subheadings are now equally changed? Like it happened to them all at the same time. And that's the beauty of that modifying style or that modifier style. I can't even say it, guys. I'm that excited. Let's try that again. That is the beauty of that modify style window. It means for any text, not just headings, the normal text, the bullets, the captions, whatever you want to change the style of within the style set, always right click and go modify. And it just makes everything that much quicker. So if we decided we wanted to change the color in here, we could. But for now, we're leaving it as that hot pink. So now when you come out, you'll notice that your layout may have changed. And that also happens when you change your style set, because sometimes they might have made it, the line margins are smaller, or they might be bigger, the spacings might be all over the place. You don't know what they've set because there's so many different documents that, you know, they've had to put in different variations to accommodate a wide range of people who are writing all sorts of things. So with this style set that I've chosen, Line Simple, it is that. It's just simple. It's clean. It's not too busy. It's not too squashed. It's not too open and wide. But now that we've changed our heading sizing, can you see how it's made all that stuff kind of go all over the place? So our fifth and last step for this episode is that we need to reconfigure our section breaks and page breaks and column breaks. Now, if you have listened to the first episode, I went into such detail about how you can do that and the difference between the three, the section breaks, the page breaks, and column breaks. So what you need to do is just go back, press Control-Shift-8 or Control-Star so that you can see the hidden formatting. And then find where your section break and your page breaks are and move the text around so that you end up with everything on the two pages. And now what we've done, simple, that's it. It's done. You've got a bit of color in your CV. Now the next episode I'm going to talk about is adding graphics to your CV. And no, I am not talking about your mugshot or that picture from 1972 when you won that random award. No. Nobody cares about that. Nobody wants to see your face in your CV. I'm talking more about, you know, graphics. If you want to add a logo, if you want to have, you know, a colorful box or a header and a footer. So I will talk you through how to do that as well. But for now, this has been a quick, simple episode to add some color. Now, if you have questions about this, please, please, please send them in. The information that I share is not because, you know, I'm perfect and I know everything. No, it's just all inspired by people who've asked me for help and some of the little things that I've done with their documents that I feel like, oh, I wish I'd told them how to do it. In fact, oh, actually I can. So this is now helping them, but also helping other people who might not know that there is this, wonderful setup within words to make your words look better. And that gets me so excited. So my name is Taku. You've been listening to Two Words with Taku. this podcast about writing. If you'd like to read some of these blog posts and follow the steps manually and read it and everything, I've got screenshots on the blog. I've also got other episodes where I talk about other things, not just technical writing. I talk about my comedy, I talk about books, I talk about publishing. So this podcast is meant to be about words and writing and how we can all learn and be better. And I'm learning along the way. So if you have questions, you can visit me at taku.com.au. I'm also on social media, Taku Speaks on Instagram and Twitter, or Taku TV on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. And look, I hope this was helpful. And I hope you've learned something, or you can have a bit of a play and just see the difference between what your document looked like before and what it looks like or could look like with a bit of color.